Welcome to the Producer's Journal, your go-to resource for aspiring creators and businesses looking to elevate their brand visibility and credibility with podcast marketing. This is an SRP production. Please visit srpstudiosllc.com to learn more about how you can benefit from podcasting. I'm your host, Derek, and I leverage my years of work in the podcast industry to guide my audience to unlock their full podcasting potential. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Tune in and let your podcasting journey begin. Okay, I want to introduce to you Brandy Faulkner, my guest today. And today we're going to be talking about her podcast idea, which is a podcast to help small businesses step out of their own way and put faith in their business and advertise. Anxious to dissect that with Brandy here, but we're also going to be spotlighting her business. So she runs a digital marketing agency called DeSoto Local. DeSoto Local connects local businesses to their customers through a network of screens that have indoor digital billboards in their locations. These screens display full motion ads about the business hosting the screen, ads for local businesses in the area, and relevant local content. This network of screens allows you to reach your customers where they work, shop, eat, and play. Please connect with Brandy to learn more at desotolocal.biz and 901-831-3212. Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. It's nice to do this with you.
You too.
You know, we have got to know each other a little bit over the last few months, you know, thanks to networking and the business community here is fun. Everyone tries to help each other out. So I appreciate you helping me now by joining me on this podcast.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Let's hear more from you. Introduce yourself. And let's talk about DeSoto Local.
All right. Well, I took this business over at the beginning of a pandemic, you know, right before 50% capacities, you know, hit all that good stuff. And let's build a business during a pandemic, they said. It'd be fun. And you know what? My customers have seen me grind and start from zero and they hear about themselves anywhere, everywhere, anytime. You know, last night I got a text from another customer, a friend of mine, just sitting here watching Brandy TV. Mm. And I said, yep, I'm famous. I know. It's pretty exciting. It makes me excited about my product and to get them out there.
So who are some of your good referral partners? Like, what kind of businesses do you like to work with?
Anybody who has faith in themselves, they want to work more. Make sure you want more business if you're going to mess with me.
That's a good pitch. The work's going to come.
You know what? I am, you know what? There is no plan B. It's plan A. Be amazing right now. You know, let's do it. The network of businesses, you know, I got to meet you at a BNI meeting and, you know, we all get networking and talking and, oh, hey, oh, this guy needs this. And hey, by the way, this guy, you know, needs a sign or this guy's got a squirrel in his attic. And, you know, hey, I got your referral. You know, they call me Little Miss Mayor for a reason. I am up in the middle of it. I enjoy it. So where my TVs are located at is a minimum 5,000 customers a month will be in front of this TV. So that's how I can guarantee my numbers of your impressions. My locations also have to have a minimum 15-minute dwell time. So they're on the treadmill. They are, you know, they're on the treadmill with your business in their face over and over and over again. They're in the doctor's office, waiting room.
Let's wrap it up with some call to action. So again, where people can find you, best way to contact you, socials, what do we have going on for you?
You can follow my shenanigans on Facebook, anywhere, everywhere. I'm promoting my customers at all times and people know to go through my friends list, you know, when they need a referral. I love that.
So what is the Facebook? Is it at DeSoto Local or do you want to?
Yes, DeSoto Local, and you know, mine also is under Brandy Faulkner, and please join me, and anything within the community, you know, I want to know about, I let everybody else know, and I'm a resource for the community, and I I enjoy that.
And to my listeners and viewers, scroll down to the description area and you will find her links there as well. All right, Brandy, let's have some fun with your podcast. In this phase, I'll be asking you a lot of questions, right, to learn more about what it is that you want to do, and then start coaching and helping you through that. And then we have some fun segments ahead where we talk about podcast names for you. So the what? It's a podcast to help businesses step out of their way and put their faith in their business and advertise. When I read that, it seems to me that you're trying to help people fight through the fears of starting a small business, correct?
Yes, starting and maintaining and growing. You know, some of them just get comfortable, and I'm more excited about it than they are. So sometimes they just don't want to.
So does this premise line up with you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's all about mindset also. I have to go through 75% of no's to get to the yeses. You know, I have to have an average of 4 conversations with people, you know, to develop that rapport.
Do you listen to podcasting or podcasts?
Only since I met you. So, and I've started talking to other people about it, and it's really taken off. So I'm like, you know what? Awesome. Hey, awesome.
I love hearing that. That's a great testimonial. So to hear this from you, that at the very least, getting to know me pushed you to at least listen to a podcast.
Absolutely.
That is massive. That is moving forward. And part of this podcast is to talk to people that listen to podcasts, and because of that love for it, have ever dreamed about, what would I do? You know, what would mine be like? That sounds fun. And then that's that next step, because now they have interest. Where you, meeting you, you never really listened to them. So you're fresh.
Totally.
Which is great.
I'm into it.
My advice to you is find a good podcast that in lines with you. So let me ask you, do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
All right. It comes with a iPod app. Click into it. And then search some keywords that you feel would in line with you, right? Marketing, sales. There might be podcasts out there that talk about what you do, literally putting screens on walls. You never know. Search around and find one that interests you, and listen to a few episodes. If it doesn't click, then try to find that next one. And I think when you finally land on a podcast you like, where you feel you're getting educated and it's building your strength and your in what you do, then you'll really understand how podcasting can help an audience, but help the host, help the owner, and how they're marketing themselves. So let's talk benefits. So based on your initial form that you sent me and on the information I got, I did some research and put together for you and the audience the benefits of producing a podcast that's specific to what you were talking about, and helping small businesses fight through that fear, get started, and then hang on, keep it going, deal with peaks and valleys, because every small business does. So through your podcast, your listeners, through hearing your stories and trials and tribulations, they'll relate to that. And then realize, okay, I've been doubting myself, but I'm not alone dealing with this. Through that your audience will grow personally and become more resilient. You're encouraging them in your messaging. And then now we click into, well, let's say they, you know, audience dips into having a podcast or because of this. Now the benefit for you, I'm sorry, as I'm trying to get this, let me restart that. Now the benefit for you directly as the owner of this podcast is a way to market your business. It's establishing some authority for you. It's giving you visibility, credibility, which ultimately lands on profitability, right? That's the ultimate goal. That's where this all leads to.
Absolutely.
For the host or the producer. And then it gives you an opportunity to build an identity too, like a personal brand. Yes, DeSoto Local and all its design and everything, but ultimately all of your clients, and I know your personality now, your clients are buying Brandy,
Absolutely. I am the product.
Yes.
And I am real. I don't hold back. Absolutely outspoken.
Well, yeah,
but it's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's not a bad thing.
You've all been nothing but nice to me, Brandy. So,
well, thank you.
But the long form podcasting gives an audience an opportunity to just learn more about you on a personal front. They build that relationship with you. Then there comes that trust, and then the likability, and then the payoff at the end of the day. Hopefully this becomes a lead generating platform for yourself as well. So at least that's what I always preach, and that's what I love about podcasting. So I want to break into a segment here, and then we're going to wrap it up. I like discussing podcast names and taglines with my guests. I always struggle with that. It's hard to come up with something creative. And in the podcast space, you want to have a punchy name with a little tagline that does its best to educate the person that finds your podcast. Well, what's this about? So the name and tagline is very important to separate yourself and to give that person an idea of what they might be interested in. What I do is I go on ChatGPT, and I'm always going to send this message out there. Embrace AI, everybody. Embrace it. So what I do is, and again, based on my guest's specific description of their podcast, I put that information in ChatGPT, and I politely ask it to come up with some names. And here are some names that it spit out for me. Fearless Ventures, Carving Success Beyond Boundaries.
I like that.
Isn't that good? Now,
yeah.
Right then and there, I got your reaction. It was genuine interest. And I think it helps people get a deeper vision of their idea.
I like it. I'm going to have to write that one down.
Bold Biz Unleashed. Ignite your courage. Carve your success.
Ah!
With Brandy Faulkner.
Awesome. Yes, sir.
Oh, this one fits you. Trailblazing Tactics. Small business fears, fighters unite. Now, I like the trailblazing tactics because I feel like that fits you. You're a go-getter. You know, you're I don't want to totally. Use the, I don't want to use the word aggressive because that can be negative, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll put a timer too.
So then what you can do is, I don't care for the tag on that one, but you could mix and match, like trailblazing tactics, carving success beyond boundaries. You know, you could switch them up a little bit. And then it spits out some gnarly ones. Entry Fearless Odyssey. That's a little...
No. You know what? My customers would take that somewhere else, and I don't think...
So your podcast, in my opinion, would be Trailblazing Tactics, Carving Success Beyond Boundaries. There you go, Brandy.
I love it.
I think it sounds amazing.
I love it.
We'll end with this. After today, after this interview, has your interest level jumped a little bit when
Absolutely.
It comes to podcast, whether it's listening or thinking more about how it can benefit you?
Absolutely. I am looking forward to, honestly, I've already got it planned. I'm sitting in the deer stand hunting till Sunday, and maybe we should redo this interview. I'll be way smarter in about a week. So hold on.
Well, again, thanks for taking time with us, Brandy. One last time, let's talk about DeSoto Local.
Well, shoot me a text, 901-831-3212. Check me out on desotolocal.biz or shoot me an email, desotolocal@gmail.com.
To the audience, thanks for listening and watching. Go to the description and click that link tree. That will take you to all of the locations for this podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also, I belong to Patreon. It's a paywall subscription. And I have a tier called Tip Jar. So it's $1 a month. If you feel like you would like to support and donate to this podcast, you can do so by signing up on Patreon and signing up for that $1 subscription. Link in the description. So thanks again, Brandy, and to all listening and watching, have a great day. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Producer's Journal. Click that link tree in the description and follow this podcast on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Please visit srpstudiosllc.com to book your free consultation and learn more about how your business can use podcasting to elevate brand visibility and credibility. You can also support this podcast through Patreon. If you enjoy this podcast, please donate and sign up for the Patreon tip jar. It's $1 a month. Your generosity will go a long way to help build this podcast. Thank you for listening and watching, and have a great day.